Zephaniah chapter 2. In chapter 1, we found how the day of the Lord affected the Jews. Prophet warned that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was going to invade Judah. In chapter 2, at first we see Zephaniah's call to repentance. I am mostly using NIV for Bible references. In verse 1 of chapter 2 of Zephaniah, we read like this: "Gather together, gather together, O shameful nation." King James Version say, "Gather yourself together. Yea, gather yourself together, O nation not desired." The Amplified Bible says, "Collect your thoughts. Yes, unbend yourself." In parenthesis says, "In submission, and see if there is no sense of shame and no consciousness of sin left in you, O shameless nation, not desirous or desired." I quote. God was calling his people for national repentance before the judgment starts. The warning was given to a nation not desired. They did not have any desires towards God. They did not want any favor from God. They did not want to repent. They were indifferent towards God. But God was telling them to gather themselves, to stir up desires in one another and repent before the wrath of God come upon them. God wanted them to seek him before disaster strike. The call was to the remnant that was humble and was willing to repent. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, I quote, "Unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been like Gomorrah." Apostle Paul talked about the remnant of Israel. Romans chapter 11, verse 5. "So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace." Prophet Jeremiah talked about the shame of the nation. Verse 3 of chapter 3 of Jeremiah. "Therefore, the showers have been withheld, and no spring rains have fallen. Yet, you have the brazen look of prostitute. You refuse to blush with shame." Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3 is an admonition to all those who live in all ages, especially to this end time. "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger." The day of the Lord and the Gentiles. Predictions of judgment of surrounding nations. The prophet Zephaniah warned that the judgment of God was coming on the Gentiles' nations surrounding Judah. The Gentiles were responsible for bringing harm to the Jews. They treated Jews very bad and inflicted so much pain. They wanted to eliminate the Jews from the face of the earth. The Gentile nations mentioned were Gaza and Ashkelon, Ashdod and Ekron, and Gath. The name Gath was not mentioned except to say people who live by the sea. The Kerithite people joined with them. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 40 mentioned about this Kerithite people, where an Egyptian was telling David and his army who were pursuing the enemy raiders. The Egyptian was a slave of an Amalekite and was abandoned by his master because he was ill. He told David that we raided the Negev of the Kerithites and the territory belonging to Judah. Prophet Ezekiel prophesied against Kerithites in chapter 25 verse 16. God said, I am about to stretch out my hand against the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerithites and destroy those remaining along the coast. The prophet Amos predicted the doom against those nations. Chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. I will send fire upon the walls of Gaza, that will consume her fortresses. I will destroy the king of Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter in Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron till the last of the Philistines is dead, says the sovereign Lord. Zechariah the prophet also predicted the calamities that was going to fall upon this nation in chapter 9, verse 5 through 7. The Philistines were ancient enemies of the Jews, and they made them slaves and sold them to other nations. But the wrath of God would come upon them, and their cities would be desolate. Their coastal cities were wealthy because of shipping enterprises. Those cities would be destroyed by the invading army of Nebuchadnezzar. The only remnant of the great nation left today is the name Palestine, which come from Philistine. Read chapters 25 through 28 of Ezekiel, where the prophet was predicting the destruction of Philistia and other nations. Prophet Isaiah prophesied against Philistia in Isaiah 14:29. Do not rejoice, O Philistia, all of you, because the rod that struck you is broken. For from the serpent's root a viper will come out, and its fruit will be a flying serpent. That's a New American Standard Bible. The Jews will inhabit the land of Philistines one day, and they will live in peace. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 6, we read this. The land by the sea where the Kerithites dwell will be a place for shepherds and sheep pens. The place would be caves or meadows or wells. The sea coast, which used to be a harbor for ships, would turn into cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. The lords of the Philistines would be disappeared. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 17, we read about this. Then sheep will graze as in their own pasture. Lambs will feed among the ruins of the rich. Verse 7 of Zephaniah chapter 2 predicted that the house of Judah would possess the land. They were the rightful owners. The Lord their God will care for them. He will restore their fortunes. I quote from verse 7. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, God was pronouncing judgment against Moab and Ammon because of their insult and threats against God's people. Verse 9 says, surely Moab will become like Sodom, the Ammonites like Gomorrah. It is interesting to note that both Moabites and Ammonites originated from Lot's sexual union with his two daughters after the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. We read this in Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 to 38. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, two arrogant nations would be wiped off the face of the earth. No more would they insult either the nation of Israel or the God of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 8 through 11 describes how God was going to judge Moab and Ammonites. Moab and Ammonites would not be remembered among the nations. Amos chapter 1, verse 13 through chapter 2, verse 3 describe how God was going to punish Ammon and Moab for their wickedness and inhumanity. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 9, God says, "The remnant of my people will plunder them. The survivors of my nation will inherit their land." God's promises was that the Jews would occupy the land of their enemies when the kingdom is established. God not only take notice of what the enemies doing to his people, he will repay them. Now, so many nations are against Christian believers, and the believers are undergoing tremendous pressure and tribulations. But God is not ignoring and keeping blind eyes. He is very patient that he is willing to redeem few more souls. But the time will come, his wrath will fall upon all those who harm the believers. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 11, "The Lord will be awesome to them when he destroys all the gods of the land. The nations on every shore will worship him, everyone in his own land. All the nations would be humbled, and God alone would be exalted. Heathen gods must be abolished. Worshippers of those gods not only glorified them, they glorified in them. God will destroy all gods on earth." Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15, we read like this: "Therefore in the east, give glory to the land. Exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea." Psalms 72, verse 8, "He will rule from the sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth." Verse 11 of Psalm 72 says, "All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him." Prophet Joel in chapter 2, verse 11, predicts that the Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? It would be awesome to those who are without Christ and willfully hate God's people. No army could overcome the army of God. God would destroy all his enemies. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12, "You too, O Cushites, will be slain by my sword." Cushites are people from the upper Nile region. Some Bible scholars thought that this reference includes Egypt. Egypt was a long-time enemy of the Jews. Matthew Henry referred them as Ethiopians. They would be slain by God's sword. King Nebuchadnezzar and the swords of the Babylonian soldiers conquered this ancient nation. Isaiah 18 gives the prophecy against Cush. Verse 1 says, "Woe to the land of wearing wings along the rivers of Cush." King James Version says, "Woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia." Wearing wings referred to locusts. Isaiah 18, 5 and 6 predicted that before the harvest time, all the grapevines would be cut down and left for the mountain birds and wild animals. Isaiah chapter 20, verse 4 through 5. The king of Assyria will lead away, stripped and barefoot, the Egyptian captives and Cushite exiles, young and old, with buttocks bared, to Egypt's shame. Those who trusted in Cush and boasted in Egypt will be afraid and put to shame. Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 4, a sword will come against Egypt and anguish will come upon Cush. Verse 7 of the same chapter says, they will be desolate among the desolate lands, and their cities will lie among the ruined cities. Verse 8, then they will know that I am the Lord when I set fire to Egypt and all her helpers are crushed. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 13, he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, leaving Nineveh utterly desolate and dry as the desert. Nebuchadnezzar's answer was God's word. God would stretch out his hand and would destroy Assyria. He would make Nineveh utterly desolate. And this was foretold by prophet Nahum. Until the rise of Babylon, Assyria had been a great power. They were ruthless people who were notorious for their pride and their cruelty to their enemies. A century and a half before, God had sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of God's judgment. And the people had repented and God saved that generation. But successive generations went back to the old pagan ways and Nineveh was destroyed in 612 BC. The great Assyrian Empire vanished from the face of the earth. Zephaniah saw it coming. Nineveh was boastful that they thought that it was an impregnable city. People were careless and carefree when Zephaniah prophesies against them. God destroyed the city as the prophet predicted. Assyria and Nineveh became the target of God's anger because of their stand against Israel. God judged them and their existence on earth would be gone. They were set to receive their doom. Nebuchadnezzar was God's sword, the instruments in his hand with which these nations were punished. He that is God's sword will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria and make them himself master of it. Babylon was the rod of God's anger against Assyria. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 5 saying, woe to the Assyrian, the rod of my anger, in whose hand is the club of my wrath. He would make Nineveh a desolation as foretold. Woe to the Assyrian, the rod of my anger. In those hands is the club of my wrath. He would make Nineveh a desolation as foretold by the prophet Nahum. Nineveh was very proud that she thought there was no other city in the world would compare with her. But no city could stand against the judgment of God who made Nineveh a desolation. In Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 14, flocks and herds will lie down there, creatures of every kind, the desert owl and the screech owl will roost on her columns. Their calls will echo through the windows. Rubble will be in the doorways. The beams of cedar will be exposed. The city would be inhabited by all kinds of animals and birds. The birds would make their nests in what remains of the houses. The intels, windows, and all fine cedar work would lie exposed. On them, the rueful, ominous birds would perch and sing. People would hear the hideous and horrid noises. The condition was so bad, it was so pitiful, that all those who passed by shook their head. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 23, I will turn her into a place for owls and into swampland. I will sweep her with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord Almighty. Isaiah 34:11, the desert owl and screech owl will possess it, the great owl and the raven will nest there. Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 15 describe how Assyria was ruined because of her pride and false assumptions. This is the carefree city that lived in safety. She said to herself, I am and there is none besides me. What a ruin she has become. A lair for wild beasts. All who pass by her scoff and shake their fists. It is interesting to note that Prophet Isaiah warned women in chapter 32, verse 11 of Isaiah, tremble, you complacent women. Shudder, you daughters who feel secure. Strip off your clothes. Put sackcloth around your waist. That's in verse 14. The fortress will be abandoned, the noisy city deserted. Citadel and watchtower will become a wasteland forever. The delight of donkeys, a pasture for flocks. Jeremiah 18:16, their land will be laid waste, an object of lasting scorn. All who pass by will be appalled and will shake their heads. Let me conclude this chapter with this comment. God judges his people when they willfully disobey his laws. God promised to Abraham that those who bless Israel, God will bless. Those who curse Israel, God will curse. The nation that had mistreated the Jews will be judged by God.